You are Locked On Cubs, your daily Chicago Cubs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our lockdown rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Hey, what's up, Cubs fans? Welcome to Locked On Cubs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Joe Kilgallen. You can follow me on Twitter. That's at Joe Kilgallen. Give the podcast a follow as well. That's simply at Locked On Cubs. I'm in an amazing mood, as you should be too. Our Cubs just keep on rolling. They just keep on winning baseball games and doing it with ease, I feel like. I mean, yes, there's been a lot of one-run games here or there, but there's been a confidence. I'm sitting back expecting them to win every day, as you should too. So that's what I want to focus on right now. How the Cubs have been doing it. So many unsung heroes doing it while injured, having players come up that you've never really even heard of, and they're producing. It's great to see. Also going to preview the next series against the Giants a little bit, kind of talk about the playoff picture as a whole in the National League, what that looks like. We're now entering June, so things are starting to shape up a bit. And I want to end the podcast by talking about the great Lou Gehrig as Major League Baseball was celebrating Lou's great speech and just raising money for ALS, which is a horrific disease that affects people in a really tragic way. So I'd like to dive into his career. And there's some cool Chicago tie-ins, I should say, to how Lou's legend began. So that's a pretty cool thing we're going to look into. All right, Cubs fans, we've got to be feeling amazing. We just swept the San Diego Padres. These San Diego Padres, who are right up there with the Giants and Dodgers, all three teams have been kind of taking turns to see who's atop the NL West and for best record in the National League. We came into this series riding a high. We just took 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati, but we had lost the Sunday game. We were going for a sweep, and we'd been, you know, in the habit of winning series. Like I've been saying, the goal is to win every series you play in. You do that more times than not, you're going to end up in October baseball. The Padres were coming off of winning 2 out of 3 from the Astros, a very good Astros team, even with the banging on the trash cans and the cheating and all that stuff. They still got some hitters. So they're feeling good. They're feeling amazing. They come into Wrigley, and we give them the business. Give them the absolute business. Let's talk about the latest game. The Cubs won 6-1. At Wrigley Field, a day game after a night game. So they'd even do it with the A lineup. That's what's really, really been standing out to me is that every day it seems like a new hero, a new player stepping up. And I feel like a lot of that is because of the fact that the Cubs are kind of, they've identified some role players. And I don't know if that's humbled some of the stars on the team to kind of like sit back and not try to do too much. Because it always felt like last year, 2019, and at the end of 2018 is really when it all began. So many of our star players, when one was slumping, they all were slumping. It was like RBIs were contagious. Or I'm sorry, they were allergic to them. And slumps were contagious because it was ridiculous. How many times as a Cubs fan over the last few years have we watched thinking, how and why are all of you terrible at the same time? And then they'd be great at the same time. This boom or bust offense that would give us exciting weeks and then I want to punch a wall weeks. You know what I mean? Just this emotional roller coaster that we were suffering through as a fan. Now, this year, it started off with just the lowest of lows, right? The first 2 weeks of the season, just painful, painful. They couldn't hit out of a paper bag. It was... I mean, I was doing my best to try to be like, it's an early season. You got to play all 162. You know, a lot of us on the positive side of things were saying, hey, this team is still due for an 8 out of 10 streak. Watch. I kept saying that. I kept telling people, watch. It's going to happen. People were saying, I'm crazy. I'm drinking that Cubby Kool-Aid, all that kind of stuff. And it was just too much talent. It was too much talent. And it all kind of started to change with Nico coming back. Well, first with Matt Duffy. Professional hitter Matt Duffy. Hey, man, you want to borrow the car? Go ahead, Matt Duffy, that guy, right? You trust him. And then Nico Horner. Those two coming up, balancing the offense. Javi missed a few games. right? So I feel like that helped him kind of sit back, get a little reset. Bryant has been great all season, so he has not needed a reset whatsoever. I bring this up because Bryant was had the day off. The day game after the night game, I think David Ross was like, you know what, Chris, you've been at times really carrying us. I'm surprised you don't have back spasms. We're going to give you a little bit of a rest. Take the day off. We're flying out to the West Coast. We've already won the series 2 out of 3. Although, you know, I think you think sweep. You want to think sweep as often as you can because all the games count the same, right? But in the big picture still, you have to think the whole season. And Wilson Contreras, again, I totally understand that. Day game after night game, you're about to flight across the country. Made sense too. So I was looking in paper thinking, we might not have our best shake against the Padres on this sunny afternoon here on a Wednesday. So, but I was wrong, as I should have been, because I should know it's the Cubs. And they're sizzling right now. I wouldn't get too close to them. If you know any players on the Cubs, they're radioactive right now. They're radiating something. I don't know what it is, but it's a joy to watch. Because, like, again, Patrick Wisdom hitting bombs. The new kid they just brought, the 24-year-old, who I knew was a glove, but man, this guy's raking too. He's extra base hits. He had a triple today. Alcantara, unbelievable. It does have 2015 vibes to it, but completely different scenarios. 2015 was like this young, hungry team knocking on the door saying, here we are. We're now the team. You know, kind of taking everyone by surprise. This team is taking people by surprise, but it shouldn't. It really shouldn't. It feels like this is actually the culmination of what this team should have been the last few years. And just with a couple tweaks, it feels like Jed Hoyer in the offseason kind of figured, okay, I'm going to fill the bench with a certain type of player, a certain type of hitting profile. And if it comes to, we can round out this offense nicely. Because didn't you as a Cubs fan over these last few years think to yourself ever, wow, what if in one season we got 2016 Chris Bryant, 2018 Javi Baez, 2015 Anthony Rizzo, which we're not really getting yet, but Anthony's been hot since he's coming back. 2017 Wilson Contreras. You know, you ever just think, what if they all got together at the same time and like just had their absolute peaks in the same season? What would that be like? And I think we're starting to witness that. I really do. And the pitching infrastructure is unreal right now. Adbert Alzolay, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 7K. Why didn't he go more than 5 innings? He was a little shaky in the fourth there. Got into a little trouble, but still had the strikeout pitch working. Has a swagger now. He's like kind of got a little strut after those strikeouts. He's hitting strike 3 and kind of doing a little, I don't know if you noticed, a little pep to the step, a little bounce, a little shimmy. I'm loving seeing it. I love this man's confidence. He's a great follow on Twitter, Adbert. He'll get you pumped up. Speaking of Twitter, I forgot this on the last podcast, so big apologies to everybody. I will be saying favorite Twitter accounts, or not even favorite, but people who I appreciate who have been responding to a lot of the tweets over on the Lockdown Cubs Twitter handle. So if you're not on Twitter, that's totally cool. We're going to get the YouTube channel going. So anyway, I just want to recognize some of the people who have been making it fun for me being the host of the Lockdown Cubs podcast. So I really appreciate you all there. RockAuto.com, everybody, with the ever-increasing number of makes and models. I mean, there's just so many different cars out there these days. It is impossible to stock all the parts you need in your traditional chain front auto store, right? So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions? You know, they come in there and they're asking you what's wrong with your car. And you're like, hey, I didn't build the car. I don't really know. So let's make it easy, right? It's very important, of course, to repair and maintain your cars to save money. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for nearly 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts for hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to lamps, motor oil. You could think of it, they've got it. Classics to all the today's best cars. Trust me on this one. RockAuto.com's catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. So be smart about it. They have an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Go to rockauto.com, write Locked On in there. How did you hear about us? So they know who sent you. All right, staying on the same train of thought here, Cubs fans. If I were to say to you, say we're hanging out, we're over at Sloan Park in March. We decide, hey, let's go see the boys in spring training. And I tell you, on June 3rd, the Cubs are going to be in first place by a game and a half. I'm recording this late Wednesday night, I should say, but I'm pretty sure the Cardinals aren't going to have some sort of epic comeback. Wouldn't that be hilarious if you were listening to this on your morning commute and you're like, man, is Joe eating his words right now because the Cardinals scored 17 runs in the final two innings to beat the Dodgers. Not going to happen. It's pretty hilarious. But watch some of the highlights. The Cardinals are getting smoked. And you know what? It's fun. It's fun to watch. We got our guys clicking on all cylinders, and you got the Cardinals. I'm not saying falling apart, but in this game in particular, they were definitely falling apart. It was 11-1 after the second. Cody Bellinger hit a grand slam in the first. I think they scored 11 runs in the first inning. And it was up to like 14-2 last time I checked. So anyhow, it's a good thing to see. But if I were to tell you all this comes in spring training, this is where the Cubs would be. You'd be bouncing off the walls, right? Isn't that what we want? But you'd probably be a little confused too, because you'd be thinking to yourself, who is it? Who's responsible? But if I told you it was a complete team effort anchored by the best bullpen in baseball, I know it's maybe second best, but over the last 6 weeks, we have been the best bullpen in baseball. So when I mentioned Adbert in the previous segment, taking him out after only fifth, I think he could have gone one more, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with taking your 26-year-old rookie who's in his first full season. I know he was up in 2020 for a good amount of the season, but kind of in a bullpen swing role. And he had two or three appearances in 2019. This is still his rookie season. He is eligible to win Rookie of the Year, and I'm banking on it. I would love to see it. Cubs haven't had a Rookie of the Year since Chris Bryant. Little trivia for you, 2015. Who was the Rookie of the Year previous? Who was it before that? There's a fun little question I'll throw out for you. You could email lockedoncubs@gmail.com or just tweet at myself or the @LockedOnCubs on Twitter. Who was the Rookie of the Year before Chris Bryant? Not that hard, I feel like. It's easy. You could look it up, whatever. So Adbert, he's got ace stuff. I've said this on previous podcasts. What I look for with a young pitcher is how do they look when they face the best hitters? Because there's a lot of pitchers who will come up, you know, and they'll give you a quality start. You're thinking, all right, 3 runs, 6 innings. That was solid. 2 runs, 5 innings. Okay, fine. That's cool. It is amazing how 6 innings is considered like, okay, you're like happy with that now. I feel like I'm channeling like a different generation right now, because sometimes I think about that. Like, imagine if Nolan Ryan was settling for 6 innings every time out. He would have been throwing 107. I feel like the guys back then were like, okay, I'm trying to pitch 9. So I'm not going to be burning. I'm not going to be using 100% max effort for every pitch. Or maybe they were, and they just were built differently then. I don't know. That's something I really would like to dive into. Maybe during the All-Star break when I've got a little more time, because there's no day-to-day coverage. Although around then, I'll be talking about the Cubs being buyers and who we should be trying to acquire via trade, because I definitely think the Cubs are going to be buying. I would like to break down pitching and why it's like the one thing in pro sports that seems to be going backwards in a weird way. You know, there's be 4-man rotations. Guys would throw 300 innings. You know, it just seems different now, where I'm totally excited with, oh yeah, he went 6 2/3. Isn't that great? I hear like my dad in my head being like, Sandy Koufax would throw 9 innings after going on, I don't know where I'm going with this. But they always exaggerate the heck out of things. That was like the move. Don Drysdale would work at a grocery store on his off days, just stocking things. He wasn't even a paid employee. He just really liked to help out. That's how good he was for the community. Then on a Saturday, he would throw 9 innings. Then on his way home, if he saw kids playing in a park, he would throw them BP. The man was never not throwing a baseball. That was the key. These guys now, they throw 5 innings, maybe 5 1/3. Then they go hang out in a hot tub for 3 days. Then the side session, they're throwing underhand to their best friend. And then maybe 6 days later, they'll show up and pitch again. But who knows? They might go on the IL with a little bit of a finger tendonitis. Every guy over the age of 50 is thinking that way. And if you're a guy over 50 listening to this podcast, I love you for listening to this podcast. But you know I'm right. I'm right. That's how a lot of you guys sound. All right. I'll make fun of young people too next time. Every young person's like, I can't believe we lost to the Pirates. It's like, hey, that's baseball. Good teams lose to bad teams all the time and vice versa. That's something that killed me early in the season. I remember we lost one series 2 out of 3. It's like, we lost 2 out of 3 to the Pirates. We should just give up the season. I'm like, in 2016, the Cubs lost 9 times to the Brewers, who won 70 games. Like, that's baseball. Good teams lose to bad teams all the time. But I guess that can kind of slide into what I'm talking about now. Are the Cubs a good team? Or are they just hot right now? I hear that a lot still. I literally have good friends of mine texting me saying, hey, are the Cubs for real? Are they for real? Or is this just, I know they've had a soft schedule. Why do people keep saying they've had a soft schedule? I'm looking at the calendar, and what's been soft about it? Who have we not faced besides the Giants who we're facing tonight? But who have we not faced? We faced the Dodgers, one of the best teams in the National League, reigning World Series champions, swept them. They're top 3 starters too. So you can't even say like in the San Diego series, we dodged you, Darvish and Snell. Though Snell's been pitching worth the crap anyway. But, you know, we faced the Dodgers big 3 and beat them. So, okay, the Cardinals. They're second place in our division. We took 2 out of 3 from them. One loss was a close game. We lost by 1 run. Okay, and we're banged up. It's not even like 100% of our offense was there. It wasn't. Anthony Rizzo would even play that series. So there you go. All right, who else? Who's first place in the NL East, Joe? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The New York Mets. What did we do when they came to town? Swept them. Embarrassed them. Told them, go back to New York. Your pizza sucks. That's what we did. Am I missing anyone else? Talked about the Padres, Dodgers, Cardinals, right? I mean, Braves are an under 500 team. We lost to them when I had to burp here. I got it. Had to, everyone. Was that professional, that burp just then? It was not, but I had to. Okay? Doing 5 of these podcasts a week for the rest of the year. You're going to hear a burp here or there. If you hear a fart, you should probably be worried because my butt's very far from the microphone and perhaps I'm sick. And I should see a doctor for some sort of stomach issues I may have. So if you hear one, I want you to be like, Joe, go get that checked. But yes, yeah, so to all the fans out there, oh, they haven't. I don't get who else do we need to face? Are you upset that we haven't faced a tougher interleague schedule yet? We haven't faced the White Sox or Twins yet? I don't know. Yeah, we lost 2 to the Indians, who were second place in the Central, and both those were 1-run games. I don't know. I just don't understand. And I don't understand it from Cubs fans. If you're a Cubs fan and you're like, I still don't get it. I still think they're terrible. I still think this is just a hot run. It's no longer a hot run. They've won 15 of their last 19. I told you what their record was in May. They were 19-8 in May. I feel like the Cubs are going to be one of those teams where it's like they're going to clinch the division. People are still going to be like, I don't know. I'm not really sure about what the chances might be. And of course, I don't know why I do this, but I'll read the comments on certain things. And a lot of the comments will be like, Cubs keep on rolling. The Cubs are on fire. Hottest team in baseball. You know what they could use? You, Darvish. And yes, of course, I agree. But just stop. It's become a hack joke. I don't want to hear it about it anymore. Okay? Come the trade deadline, I think they're going to look for another starter unless our starting pitching just continues to roll like it's been, because it has been rolling. And it's a great luxury. I think we're kind of like the 2015 Kansas City Royals, when you only need about 5 innings from your starters, because that's just how deep this bullpen is. I mean, we had Rex Brothers and Winkler throwing today, and there are times where I'm like, oh, Winkler, I forgot he's on the team. He pitched the last 2 innings. The bullpen, again, did not give up a run. This bullpen is a freak show when it comes to not giving up runs. It is unbelievable. They've given up 1 run in like the last almost 50 innings or something absurd. It's crazy, and it needs to be appreciated. It really does. Built Bar, everybody. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors? I always feel like I want to do like a 9, like a Ferris Bueller's 9 times. 9 delicious flavors, plus some occasionally limited time flavors. You got to love that, right? They're always keeping it fun for their customers. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their flavors, okay? If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out, because they got coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, personal favorite, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, not caramel. That's right. It's caramel. It's just amazing. So try Built Bar. It'll get the energy going, right? If you're thinking healthy, this is what you want to do. 17 grams of protein. What a way to start off your day. Hey, Joe, what are the calories? 130 calories. Only 4 grams of sugar. That's the big thing I look for in an energy bar. Order today, everybody. You want to check out Mint Brownie. Again, I'm emphasizing this for you. Mint Brownie is the one. Here's the offer. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Bet online, everyone. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. It's June. It is June already. Can you believe that? June of 2021. This is crazy. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC MMA action. They probably have one of those Logan Jake things. Jake Logan, those twin brothers. Are they twins? Are they just... they're close in age and both have goofy blonde hair. Something like that. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Sign up for bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the game. Have some fun. Spice it up a little bit. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. I'll say that again. 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code Locked On. Lou Gehrig, everybody. Lou Gehrig, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Major League Baseball is honoring Lou Gehrig right now in the fight against ALS, which is just a terrible, terrible disease. It's really good to see Major League Baseball taking initiative here and raising money for such a cause that really affects people in such a horrible way. I wanted to talk about Lou Gehrig's career a little bit. I feel like, you know, we all know him as Lou Gehrig's disease and dying of ALS and that amazing speech that still gives me goosebumps. You know, the speech today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face. I don't know if I did that well. That could have been horrible. I don't know how good this microphone is with that echo effect. So who knows? Anyhow, though, the man was one of the greatest baseball players of all time. As a matter of fact, I watched some of the Cubs game with my dad today, and he was just like, Chris Bryant needs a day off after a night game. Lou Gehrig, over 2,000 consecutive games. And I was just like, look, maybe he would have put up better numbers if he took the occasional day off. That's all I'm saying. So I'm very new school in a lot of ways, but I'm old school. Old school with pitching, new school with hitting. That's a fun thing to think about. You know, I think a lot of the modern athletes are kind of like, a day off here or there will make me stronger later, and that might be a better overall impact on our team's chances of winning. But then again, I'm kind of like, no, that's the schedule. Play all the games. You condition better on your own time. I don't know. I'm torn by that a little bit. Here's the cool thing I came across with Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig, by the way, born to German immigrant parents, second of four children. He was born in 1903 in the Yorkville neighborhood of Manhattan. There you go, everybody. Gehrig spoke German during his childhood. How about that? He even learned English till he was five. But here's where Chicago ties in, right? Because this is a Chicago Cubs podcast. Gehrig first garnered national attention for his baseball ability while playing a game at Cubs Park, which was the name of it at the time. It's, of course, Wrigley Field now. On June 26, 1920, his New York school of, what is it called? PS something? Yeah, New York is what their school is. Were playing a team from Chicago's Lane Tech High School. Very famous school on Chicago's north side at Addison and Western. In front of a crowd of about 10,000 spectators, with his team leading 8-6 in the top of the ninth, Gehrig hit a grand slam completely out of Wrigley, which was unheard of for a 17-year-old. How about that? That's just incredible. On April 18th, 1923, that's when Gehrig made his debut. For the first time, Babe Ruth and him inaugurated the new stadium, right, which became known as the house that Ruth built. Lou Gehrig played first base and wore number four. Why did he wear number four? Because he batted fourth. That's how he used to do it back then. Babe Ruth wore number three because he batted third. So I thought that was kind of a cool little thing right there. What number did Ty Cobb wear? He didn't. They didn't have numbers on their back then. Pretty crazy, right? In 1927, here's what was really interesting in the 1927 season. Murderer's Row, they called the Yankees that year. That offense was ridiculous. Gehrig put together one of the greatest seasons of any batter in history, hitting 373, 218 hits, 101 singles, 52, they didn't have the shift back then. They definitely did not have the shift back then with 101 singles, 52 doubles, 18 triples, 47 home runs, a then record 175 RBI, passing Babe Ruth's 171 RBI record 6 years that the Babe set 6 years earlier. 765 slugging percentage. These are RBI baseball numbers. This is video game stuff they had back then, you know. And I know people always like to do, well, what would they do in today's game? Why compare that? You can't. We don't have time machines. I mean, people thought smoking while pregnant was a healthy thing to do back then. So you can't, why even compare them? I look at, you want to judge an athlete, see how good they do against their peers. That's really what you have to look for. Someone once, I think they coined the phrase dominance by via generation or something. I don't know. It's like that should be like a stat. Like, how dominant were you to your era? And a lot of the modern stats on Fangraphs really dives into that, which is actually really cool. Lou Gehrig's Fangraphs. Let's see what his best season was. Okay. 1927, like I previously mentioned, he had a 12.5 war. That is absurd. That's one of the greatest seasons of all time. For his career, he was putting up 9 war seasons, consistently 8 war. In 1934, he had at the age of 31, he had a 10.7 war. He played until he was 36. And that's when the health problems really started for poor Lou. And then he died at the age of 37. He's only 37 when he died in 1941, just a few years after he stopped playing. Just terribly sad, but what a legacy. What a player. One of the greatest of all time to do it. You'll find it. I've never heard anything bad about him in his personal life. So just a great guy. So, you know, try to remember Lou Gehrig, everybody. You got to appreciate the people who made this sport of ours that we love so much, baseball, one of the most popular sports. All right, just a quick little preview of the next series. The Cubs are facing the San Francisco Giants, who are in first place in the NL West by a slim margin over the San Diego Padres now. The Dodgers are right there, too. That is just a cluster at the top of that division. The Giants are led by one Mike Yastrzemski, grandson of famous Red Sox Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski. I always think you ever see the movie Fever Pitch? There's a song that's like, Carl Yastrzemski. Anyhow, they still have Longoria, but here's someone who's really bounced back. Posey's still a solid player, of course, but Brandon Crawford, free agent year. There's something about those free agent year players. The Cubs have a few of them that are really stepping it up this season, hoping to get one more big contract. They also have the pitcher of the month, Kevin Gausman. Is it Gausman or Gausman? It's one of those names that, because, you know, he played in Baltimore. You know, I feel bad for some of these like star level players who spent their careers on bad teams, because I only know of him like from reading the name. I can't remember too often hearing that name pronounced out loud, but I'll hear it soon. Gausman is his, I believe, how you pronounce that. He is just phenomenal this year. 1.40 ERA, 0.81 walks and hits per innings pitched. Guy does not walk a lot of batters and does not give up a lot of hits. 83 Ks, 6-0 for the old school statistics out there. 70 innings pitched. This just had an amazing, he's the NL Pitcher of the Month of May. But guess what, Cubs fans? We ain't afraid of him. We're not afraid of no Gausman. Don't even care. Bring it. Bring it all on. All right, Cubs fans, fans of the Lockdown Cubs podcast, wanted to give a shout out to some people who have been really great to the Lockdown Cubs Twitter account. Some really fun engagement. Ryan Torbett, I hope I said your name correctly. Ryan's been a big listener of the podcast from Wataska, Illinois, which I'm pretty sure that's where they used to print Playboys. Could be wrong on that one. I know there's some factories out that way. And also we got Cubraham Lincoln. Great name right there. Big fan of that. Garrett from Iowa. Love Garrett from Iowa. I am actually going to be performing in Davenport, Iowa this Saturday night at the Renwick Mansion. Any listeners, if you're in the Davenport area, check out the Renwick Mansion's website, I believe, for tickets. I hope it's not sold out yet, so you can check that out. Also, Leo, I don't really know how to pronounce your last name, buddy. So sorry that you got a really cool Cubs logo. Chicago Cubs is Leo underscore A-R-A-U-H. Arua? I apologize. From Brazil. Beautiful country. Good look. Some pretty women down there, my friend. You'd be very happy about that. And then Chi-Town Girl, Christy Kelly 013 with a really kick-ass Cubs avatar. Blackhawks fan too. Gotta like that. Thank you for all the support and for tweeting along with me, making Twitter a more tolerable place, making it fun. See, I think Twitter could still be fun if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, and you guys are doing that for me. So big shout out there. Also, thank you everybody for listening to the Lockdown Cubs podcast. Tell your friends, the YouTube channel is still in the works, cutting up clips all the time for it, so it'll be ready to go and upload a bunch of stuff and all that kind of thing. And if you could write a review on iTunes, if you're enjoying it, that'd be really great. We would appreciate that very much. Everyone, let's go get the Giants this weekend, huh? All right, go Cubs. Check out Locked On Today, everybody. Get all your sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.